Welcome to the Two Guys Weigh In. Paul Ramel along with Mitchell Silty here with our very first podcast. Mitchell, how does it feel?
Oh, it feels exciting.
Are you excited?
I am excited.
We're kicking off a podcast. Mitchell is the intern here at KOQP Radio. Till when, Mitchell?
Be end of April, early May, sometime in there.
So we're going to give this podcast thing a try, right?
Yep.
Everyone does it, so why not us, right?
Absolutely. Might as well try it.
Yep. And you're a big sports guy, and I am too, so we got a lot of things to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. This should be fun.
All right. Well, what should we kick off with first, Mitchell?
You want to start with the Camden Conference standings in girls and boys basketball?
Then why not?
Okay.
I should mention this podcast is going to touch on everything, right?
Yep. High school level sports, basketball mostly for girls and boys. Go to the college level, it's mostly focusing on the Gophers, maybe some of the smaller schools around, South Dakota State, North Dakota State. And then we'll go to the pros and talk about the Vikings, Timberwolves, the Minnesota Lynx, the Wild. So it should be plenty to talk about.
Yep, plenty to talk about. That's right. So we're excited to get our first podcast going. And so let's kick it off right with talking high school sports, Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. So in front of me, I got the standings.
I should mention, Mitchell has helped me broadcast the last couple of weeks. First time he's ever done that, right?
Yep, first time. And everyone says I did well, so it must have went pretty good. So
yeah, you started out in Montevideo, of course, last week?
Yep, last week was the Dawson Boyd Montevideo game. It was a good game considering Montevideo's record of was it a 7-5
losses,
7-5 at that point, but their record doesn't show just how well of a team they are, and the level of competition they've played during the time span is pretty good too. So I mean,
yeah, Montevideo boys, those five losses that they had before playing Dawson Boyd, what was it? You did some stats on that.
It was five losses by a combined 12 points.
12 points,
I mean, their losses were by 2 or 3 points each time. So even though they lost, it wasn't like they were getting blown out by 20, 30 points a game. They were competitive in each game and had chances to win them even.
Yeah. And those losses were against very, very good teams, some state-ranked teams.
Yep, they played West Central Area and only lost by 5. So and then they played Dawson Boyd and they won. And then I believe they played Morris and they beat them by 1.2.
Yep.
So and they got West Central Area again. So this is a very good Montevideo basketball team.
Let's talk about the atmosphere in Montevideo Gym last week.
It was a really great atmosphere to have. I mean, the stands packed on both sides.
And free admission helps with that.
Yeah, getting free admission. And considering it was after a cold snap, people were itching to get outside and do something outside. So why not go to a great basketball game like that?
Yeah, well, they had the elementary kids, and how many think there were to sing the national anthem?
Well, they filled up two sections in the stands on the far side, so must have been the whole elementary who showed up.
Yeah, they did a great job singing the national anthem. It was Cancer Awareness Night. They're raising funds for cancer patients, and that brought a lot of people out too.
Yep, they had fundraisers throughout the evening, raised a lot of money from what they said. Yep. Do you remember what the figures were that they said?
Yeah, 40,000.
Yeah, I say 40,000, and then they did that little fundraiser during a timeout. I know that kind of rubbed the Dawson fans the wrong way a little bit, but when you're in Montevideo's gym,
they can do what Montevideo wants to do. Yeah.
So that's how that worked out.
Yeah. Let's talk about the game. It was fantastic competition for both sides.
It was a great game. Brayson Boyk for Dawson picked up three fouls right away in the first half, and so he had to sit for most of it. But and that allowed Montevideo to kind of take control there. Drew Yomlin did the best he could to keep Dawson in it, and Gunnar Liebel contributed. Yep. So they kept it close, and Dawson had chances. They pulled it pretty close. Got two or 3 points in the second half at some point, and then Montevideo was able to make free throws and pull away at the end.
Boyk only, he had to sit most of the first half. Like I said, he had four points in the first half. I think he had 20 in the second half.
Yeah, he
when he played the whole
took
time.
Over in the second half, which was
and Liebel did fantastic. How about Cooper Dack of Montevideo? What a game he had!
He had 27 points, I think, in there.
Yep.
So
Yeah, it was good. They rushed the floor, the Montevideo students.
Yep, that's what you want. That's every yeah. home team's dream is to have yep. a court storming at the end of a big game like that. So
what I thought was funny was that was your first game, really.
Yeah.
And you got spoiled, you know.
I did.
Not all the games are like that.
Yeah, it was.
Not all the crowds are like that.
Yeah, it was a fun one. That was for sure. That was a nice. I like the broadcasting spot that Montevideo has on their gym floor. We're positioned at the one end, but you still see a lot of the court because there's no fans over you. You're kind of hanging over the court in a sense.
Yep.
And that you got clear views and
yeah, it's you're right on top of the yeah. players. So yeah, I agree. It's one of my favorite places to broadcast high school sports is at Montevideo Gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the first round of sections and boys and girls basketball are there too.
Yep.
So. Very good off the Blackjack boys basketball team. They got a big game coming up February 2nd, don't they?
Yep, against Castlewood, South Dakota. So is that number one team?
They're
in the
ranked
state?
One or two, and the last I heard, they're undefeated. Yeah.
Yeah, so and I think they got a couple guys that are looking to go Division I in basketball
yep.
too, aren't they?
Yep.
So yep.
That'll be a good one.
But before they get them, they have to get past Mineota this Thursday
right.
night.
So. Yep. Thursday night. We'll be in Dawson Thursday night. What day is that?
25th.
I should know it's my wife's birthday on the 24th. So. And then, you know, we've been playing South Minnesota teams in the Southwest mm-hmm. here, been playing South Dakota teams.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, how about the Mineota girls played Sisseton, South Dakota last week?
Yep. That was a rough one for them. I think
they only scored 39 points. Yep. That had to be a low for the Mineota Viking girls
yep.
team.
I think that was a season low. And
yep.
I think Sisseton, talking to the Mineota coach, Sisseton had a lot of size in their.
Yep.
And
they were ranked number one in the state in their division. So.
Yep, so that was tough competition for Mineota to have yep. to go on the road and face that. So.
They always schedule tough non-conference games, the Mineota girls, don't they?
Well, it's what you want. I mean, the more battle-tested you are throughout the season, then when playoff times come, you've already played in those type of atmospheres and games. So though it may go as a loss in their record book, come playoff time, it'll be very beneficial for them. So.
Right. Well, if you're just tuning in on our first podcast ever, we named it Two Guys Weigh In. Why do we do that?
Well, we're two big guys, and we like to weigh in on sporting events. So, I mean.
That's right. Actually, we're going to give Maynard Meyer credit for that name.
Yeah,
that
name. Was his idea.
Yeah, Mitchell and I aren't skinny, small guys, are we?
Nope. We're big build is what I think that's what people say nowadays.
So we're going to weigh in. We're not going to tell you our weight, but we're going to weigh in.
Nope, that's personal information right there.
So that's the name of the podcast, Two Guys Weigh In, and let's continue with high school sports here.
Yep, so the standings for boys basketball in the Camden Conference, you got Dawson Boyd, number one in the Camden North.
Mitchell, this is as of Wednesday, January 24th.
Yes.
Okay.
Overall record, or number one in Camden North is Dawson Boyd with an overall record of 15-1 and a conference record of 8-0. And then for the Camden South, you have Mineota atop that section of the conference, and they're 13-4 overall with a conference record of 6-2. So this is a pretty big game. This could be a potential Camden Conference Championship preview for tomorrow night when Dawson plays Mineota.
Yep. That's right. We'll be there.
Yep.
We'll be there broadcasting that game. So,
if we're lucky, we'll get treated to another Type 1 like we had in Montevideo. So.
And there'll be a full house in Dawson.
Oh, yeah. And then for the girls in the Camden North, number one overall is Central Minnesota Christian with an overall record of 13-4 and a conference record of 10-1. And then in the Camden South, Mineota is number one with an overall record of 15-3 and a conference record of 11-0. So, and I believe those two teams have to play each other yep. coming down the stretch here. So,
hey, we're talking Mineota. There you go. I got my mic fixed. Sorry about that. Let's talk Dawson Boyd girls basketball. They had a huge win Tuesday upset, big upset, with the McRae Wolverines.
Ended up beating McRae 69-67 in overtime, and to get to overtime, McRae hit a half-court three with 2 seconds to go in the game, and they had to hit a half-court three, and they did.
Brielle Jansen, one of the best players in the state of Minnesota.
So that would have been an exciting game to see, too.
What I was impressed with Coach Rachel Hawkinson's team, you know, Claire Stratmon, 2 seconds on the clock at the free throw line.
Up by one.
Yeah, up by one. Dawson was up by one. I think before that, Allie Essling was at the line and made some clutch free throws. Mm-hmm. But here's Claire Stratmon, an eighth grader.
Yep.
Think of the pressure on her.
Yeah, luckily they were at home, so I'm sure it wasn't as loud as it could have been if they were on the road. But still, to be an eighth grader to go up and do that is what you want to see in a player, to be able to step up and handle the pressure.
Yeah, lucky she made both of her free throws. Otherwise, you know, Jansen's half-court shot would have won it for him.
I know. That's so.
And I'm proud of the Dawson Boyd girls, the way they played overtime. You know, you could have hung your head.
Yep.
At that half-court shot.
Yep. When a team hits a big shot like that, and you think you're going to win, and then 2 seconds go by, you don't think anything's going to happen, and then it can really drain the energy out of a team and kind of bring the mood down. But great job by Dawson not getting to let the energy drain too much, and they fought in overtime, and they ended up getting the win. And you and I saw previous games with Dawson Boyd. I believe we saw him play Camby and Mineota. And they're not a bad basketball team. Sure, they turned the ball over a little bit, but they hung in with Mineota till about 10 minutes left in the second half before Mineota pulled away. Mm-hmm. And the Camby game was close for a little while, too, and then Camby took it away at the end. But Dawson Boyd, I think, is a better basketball team than people realize.
That's right. Yeah, and Coach Rachel Hawkinson has that team going in the right direction.
This is the time when you want to be starting to trend that way.
Well, you want to be playing well just before sections. So, good. Anything else on high school we should talk about? You can come to mind here.
Camby boys basketball player, is it Jake?
Oh, Michael Toll.
Michael Toll.
Thanks for reminding me about that, Mitchell. This was a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Michael Toll for Camby broke a Camby school record for the most three-pointers in a game.
Yep. I believe he hit 10 of them, correct?
10 of them. Can you imagine that?
I mean, that's fire shooting right there. So
congratulations to Michael Toll there on breaking that Camby boys school record. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, a couple minutes here left in our first podcast ever. And Mitchell Silty, Paul Ramo here. Two Guys Weigh In is what the podcast is called. And let's talk college. What are you thinking about when we talk college?
Well, we got the Gophers coming off a tough loss against Wisconsin. Was it Tuesday night?
Yep.
So, I mean, they were up with a few seconds to go. Was it 30 seconds to go? Yep. They couldn't make their free throws down the stretch, and I think that really hurt them.
Yep.
I believe they're doing a lot better this year than I thought.
I think people thought.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
They're 12-6, I believe, right now, and they already surpassed, I think, in the first three or 4 weeks of Big Ten play, they already surpassed their win total from all of last season in conference play. So, I mean, that's trending in the right direction, but they're working.
That's right. And the Gopher ladies basketball team, the Gopher women's basketball team, they played Wisconsin Tuesday night too, and that was a bad loss for the Gopher women team.
Yep, they were a little better than Wisconsin record-wise, and that was a close game too.
Yep.
So, I mean, Minnesota girls,
they're improved.
They've improved too. I mean, their losses, other than the Wisconsin one, I think they lost to UConn, but they were kind of in that game. I want to say they had one bad quarter that ended up costing them, and then they played Iowa, which that's never easy to play Iowa.
Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
How about that Ohio State fan running Clark over?
What? I mean, that's not what you want to see, especially. I personally am a fan of court storming. I think it's cool when it's deserved, but that's not something you want to see when people have already talked about they need to get rid of court storming.
No, and
when
you'll never get rid of that.
Well, hopefully not, but when you hit a big name player like that, it's going to be a little tough.
Oh, yeah, that was all over the news. So.
Yep.
All right. Hey, let's wrap up our first podcast here talking the NFL playoffs. What do you got this weekend, Mitch?
Well, I'm going to go for Detroit versus Baltimore in the Super Bowl.
And that's at – oh, in the Super Bowl.
Yep,
okay.
So I'm going to pick Detroit to beat San Francisco this weekend, and I'm going to pick Baltimore to beat Kansas City.
So. Okay, you're going to pick the Lions beating the 49ers in their home on their home floor or home field. Huh?
Yep, I am. I'm really hoping. They're not sure if Debo Samuel is going to be 100% going into that game, and I think Detroit's played well enough this postseason that I think they are capable, especially considering Green Bay went into San Fran and they almost pulled the upset.
Yep.
But
well, I want Detroit to win, but I don't think San Francisco is going to beat them in San Francisco. So we'll see what happens there. Mm-hmm. And the other one was?
Baltimore versus Kansas City in Baltimore.
Okay, we don't want Kansas City to win because we don't want to hear about Taylor Swift the whole Super Bowl, right?
Yes, that is what we'd, I mean.
Okay, I'm a Taylor Swift fan, but this has really gotten out of hand with the NFL.
I personally, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I don't think I've heard.
Well, then you can't be on our podcast.
Well, a little late for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not into the whole Taylor Swift thing. I think it needs to focus more on the football than who's in the stands.
I like what Taylor Swift has done. She's a marketing genius. The team that she has working for her to market her, my goodness, it's just like in a different stratosphere.
Yep, that is.
And I've gone to a couple of her concerts, and they're just amazing concerts, probably the best concerts I've ever attended. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah, we don't want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, or did you?
Nope, I want Baltimore. So.
Okay. How do you think Lamar's going to do?
I think Lamar is going to make a couple timely scrambles in a close game late, and I think Baltimore will end up winning a close, like, 3-4 point game on Sunday.
Right. And we'll have to watch Mahomes. He's a whiner.
Well, I mean.
That's my personal opinion.
When you're the best player in the league.
Oh, I don't know if I'd go to say that far.
Well, who do you think got ahead of him? Well, at quarterback, absolutely. I think he's the best player. I don't know who you'd put ahead of him. I mean, this season, was he the best quarterback? No, but overall talent-wise, I think I don't know who you would put in front of him.
Okay. Yeah, you got me there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's close. But Lamar's right there. Lamar, we'll see if he's in the MVP conversation.
We'll see if Lamar can beat him this Sunday, then we can talk about that. But okay. Until he beats him, I don't think they're close enough.
Right. Congratulations to Joe Mauer of the Minnesota Twins.
Yep, he made the Hall of Fame. First ballot, correct?
Yep, first ballot.
Yep.
Did you see the video of him getting the call from the Hall of Fame?
I did not see that video, but I did see Justin Morneau called him and congratulated him and sent him a nice message for getting in the Hall of Fame.
Would you put him as one of the top Twins ever?
I mean, I think
top five for sure.
Yeah, I think he could be up there. I don't know if I'd say he's number one, but I think he could definitely be top five for Twins players.
Who is your favorite Twins player ever?
Oh,
do you have one? Well, while you're thinking on that, mine's Harmon Killebrew. I grew up watching Harmon Killebrew. My dad took me to the old Mets Stadium, and when Harmon came up, it was amazing. I almost caught a home run ball with him, but some guy pushed me from behind. I was like 12 years old at the time.
Yep.
Didn't get the home run ball from Harmon Killebrew. Who do you got?
Oh, favorite Twins player. That's difficult. I do keep up with the Twins, but I'm not a hardcore, like, watch every single game that they do.
Okay.
But I would say I grew up watching when they had Justin Morneau, Michael Kadir, Denard Span, and all those guys. So
Denard Span. Yep. I haven't heard that name for a long time.
Yep. He was outfielder for the Twins, I believe. Okay.
You got to pick one before we end our podcast.
I'll probably just go Joe Mauer, play it safe.
You are. Play it safe. You got to play it safe. He's just in the Hall of Fame. Yep. So. All right. Our first podcast complete.
Yep. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can do another one.
Yeah, we will do a weekly one.
Yep.
And post it on our KOQP Facebook page and our website and our podcast site. Mm-hmm. We'll be all over the place.
Yep.
And we'll do this until your internship ends. Yep. And we might even continue it after that remotely.
You can give me a call and we can talk and put it on the radio or record it and put it on the website. It should be a lot of fun. got the NFL draft coming up here in a couple months.
Ooh, we can talk about that next time.
Yep, we can talk about what the Vikings should do and whether or not Cousins should get signed again. Or... Okay.
Hey, you know, before I let you go, I was going to end the program, but I'm not. Okay. I'm going to keep going here because I want to get your thoughts on you just started 2 weeks ago interning at KOQP Radio, and what's your thoughts? Anything surprise you? What do you like about it?
I was surprised with – I'm not that tech savvy of a person, but I was surprised at how well I seem to be picking up running the radio board and operating the equipment around here. Usually when I have to do that type of stuff, it takes me a while, but it hasn't been too difficult of a process so far. But, yeah, I've really enjoyed going to games and seeing how you do your thing. And calling the games has been a lot of fun. And it's a busy lifestyle, but
– It is. Know. 24/7, 365 days a week.
Yep.
Go ahead. When Maynard first hired me, he said, Paul, if you're in radio, it's 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24/7.
Yep.
I thought he was joking.
Yeah, I think he told me the same thing when I came over to ask you guys if I could intern with you guys this semester. So.
Yeah, he wasn't joking.
No, he wasn't. It really is every single second of every day, the radio station's got to be going, so.
When I took Mitch on his first broadcast, we went to Mineota to do a basketball game. And when we walked into Mineota gym, you know, because Mineota has such a storied history in boys and girls basketball and volleyball. And Mitch goes looking around the gym and goes, boy, the gym's a lot smaller than I thought it was.
You know, I thought they had a little bigger stands for more fans to show up. But
well, they pack that place, though, don't they?
They do pack it.
Yep. All right. Now I think I'm done. I just got that. I just wanted to let the people know how you're doing with the internship.
Yeah.
You know, we should have introduced you a little bit because a lot of people probably don't know you, but you attended Wichita State.
Yep. I went to Wichita State. I went my last 2 years. I started out at South Dakota State. Then I transferred to Wichita State and finished up there and got a degree in sports management. So after this internship, I'll be able to graduate and
awesome.
Then I can start working in real world. And so, you know.
All right. We're happy you're here at KLQP Radio. Nice to have you hanging around. So. All right. There you go, Mitch. Mm-hmm. And you can do the sign off. Two Guys Weigh In
podcast with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty.
And we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Two Guys Weigh In. Should we weigh in?
No.